From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A Somali-born teenager is in custody in Portland, Oregon. He was arrested by the FBI after allegedly attempting to blow up a van during a Christmas tree lighting ceremony last night. NPR's John Burnett reports.
It was an FBI undercover agent who built the supposed van bomb for 19-year-old Mohammed Osman Mohammed, a naturalized U.S. citizen from Somalia living in Corvallis, Oregon. When Mohammed allegedly dialed his cell phone to detonate the bomb from a Portland train station, federal agents closed in on him. The van was parked near a public square where a crowd had gathered for an annual holiday tree lighting ceremony. An FBI senior agent said the threat was very real, though the public was never in danger. The FBI says Mohammed had been emailing a terrorist contact in Pakistan discussing violent jihad. According to a federal affidavit, the FBI undercover agent warned Mohammed several times that his plan would kill many people, including children. Mohammed reportedly said he wanted the holiday revelers to end up dead or wounded and that no one would expect a terrorist attack in Oregon. John Burnett, NPR News.
North Korea today expressed regret over the two civilians who died in an attack on a South Korean island this week. It also says the U.S. is using the situation to justify sending a nuclear-powered aircraft to join this weekend's joint military maneuvers with the South. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
The Pentagon says this visit has long been planned and was not called in response to North Korea's artillery attack on Yongpyong Island. But with 75 warplanes in its strike group, the USS George Washington represents U.S. military might, and its presence near North Korea sends a message to someone. China, perhaps. Beijing has objected to previous plans for the carrier to exercise in the West China Sea, and on more than one occasion, the U.S. has called a visit off. A carrier exercise planned for last month was delayed, according to South Korean reports, because of a desire not to aggravate China during the G20 summit in Seoul. But the Obama administration is frustrated with China's failure to put more pressure on North Korea. And on this occasion, the United States has gone ahead with the carrier visit in defiance of Chinese objections. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
Retail analysts say this may be the best holiday season in 3 years. The preliminary results from yesterday's traditional start to the holiday shopping season are promising. Sales were up about 4% over last year. Vincent Stevenson is a street vendor in New York outside a 99-cent store. He says his celebrity posters are a bargain at $5 or $10.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, he got all different. Obama, that's my favorite Obama. Most of sells more than anything else. I got a cartoons, Tweety Bird, Dora, and such and such and such.
Economists closely watch consumer spending since it makes up about 70% of the U.S. economy. This is NPR News from Washington. NATO forces in Afghanistan say they struck at least two Taliban cells overnight, killing at least 15 insurgents. NPR's Corey Flintoff says both operations involve the kind of night raids that have been heavily criticized by Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
A NATO statement said a joint operation by NATO and Afghan forces struck a meeting of Taliban fighters in remote eastern Afghanistan and said the troops came under fire from a compound as they were searching for a senior Taliban leader. A local Afghan official said the troops called in an airstrike on the compound. It's not yet clear whether the Taliban leader is among the dead. President Hamid Karzai has denounced night raids, saying they upset local people and increase the risk of civilian casualties. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors has voted to bar fast food restaurants from offering kids toys along with certain high-fat, high-salt meals. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The new law affects fast food kids' meals that contain more than 640 milligrams of sodium, 600 calories, or 35% of their calories from fat. Fast food companies such as McDonald's vigorously opposed the measure, as did Mayor Newsom, who said parents should regulate what their children eat, not the government. But the supervisors voted 8-3 to override Newsom's veto. The law doesn't go into effect until December 2011. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
An international conference in Paris agreed today on measures to protect sharks. Delegates agreed to limit the catch of several types of hammerhead sharks and to ban catching oceanic white-tip sharks altogether. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.